I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, what up, what up, what up, friends? Welcome back to the Bet Slippin' Podcast, our daily NBA show. I'm your host, Jeff Clark, sports betting analyst over here at sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. Running hot, got you another three-pack of best bets on Thursday's January 13th NBA slate. I'm 7-2 this week. I moved my record up to 16-7 in 2022, so I'm running red hot, but I'm still grinding in the arena every day and hopefully figuring out some winners for you, for me, for us, for everyone listening to this podcast. And I'm very appreciative of whatever support you guys are providing us, and I'd appreciate even more support by reviewing, subscribing, and sharing this podcast whenever you can. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, really wherever you get podcasts. But on to the handicapping, or at least I can recap yesterday's best bets. Wednesday, January 12th, I went 2-1. Like I said earlier, I whiffed with the Sixers -5.5 when they hosted the Charlotte Hornets. Sixers got waxed 109-98, and we really just never had a chance for that game. And now that I think about it, the best bet was probably Joel Embiid over points. We talked about how effective and how dominant he's been over the Hornets in his career, but the Philadelphia side definitely wasn't the right side. They won 16 straight over Charlotte heading into last night and got it handed to them. It makes sense as to why the first two wins Philly got over Charlotte earlier this season. The Hornets were missing LaMelo Ball and Terry Rozier, so it was a bad spot, but you know, I made up for it in the next two games. I got the Miami Heat +2.5 over the Atlanta Hawks. They just torched the Atlanta Hawks 115-91, won three of the four quarters. We talked about how Atlanta's rebounding and rim running, was going to fall by the wayside with the absence of their big Clint Capella, and that came to fruition. Miami out-rebounded Atlanta 54-37 last night, and they outscored them in the paint 46-30. So we'll continue to fade Atlanta with the absence of Capella. He was doubtful last game. Miami and Atlanta played the first of a back-to-back. Their second is tomorrow, Friday, January 14th. So that's a game I'll keep my eye on. If Capella is expected to miss that one as well, I'll probably be taking the Heat again because I don't see that game playing out that much differently, especially in Miami. But I would expect that number to be the Heat minus. If there's no Capella and it's under six, I would almost be contractually obligated to bet the Heat. I would say they'll open it tomorrow at 5. I don't know. We'll see. But we cashed the first of the back-to-back with the Miami Heat +2.5. And the second and third best bet, or the third best bet and our second win last night was Cleveland over the Utah Jazz, sprinkled on the money line. But for record-keeping purposes and to the bet-slipping fans, I released the Cavs +5.5, which we did get closing line value on. Cleveland boat raced Utah 111-91. We told you how the absence of Gobert was going to affect Utah's rebounding, and obviously that's a big issue facing a Cleveland team that has a huge front court, long, lengthy, 3 6-foot-10 players and 6-foot-10 or taller bigs in the starting lineup. They also have Kevin Love coming off the bench, so Cleveland's deep in the front court, deep at rebounding. And Utah was missing Rudy Gobert. They're also missing Rudy Gay and Hassan Whiteside. So they're just down several front court players. Cleveland out rebounded the Jazz 50-32, and they out assisted them 28-11. So the Jazz had no ball movement, which isn't any fault of the absence of Gobert. They just played like shit last night, and Cleveland handed it to them. And if you followed me, we cashed another ticket with that one. So, like I said, 16-7 this season, or excuse me, this year, 2022, 7-2 this week, running pretty hot. Hopefully, we keep the good momentum going. But before I get into it, let me just shout out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. They're a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to play, so please see Tipico's website for details. Also, if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700. Please gamble responsibly, y'all. Okay, so it's a 5-game slate Thursday, January 13th, and I have 3 best bets. My 3 best bets are the Bucks money line, which is priced at -125 right now, over the Golden State Warriors. Then I'm going to take the Pelicans -3.5 as they host the Los Angeles Clippers. And then I'm going to go back to the well another time with the Grizzlies and take them -4.5 at home as they host the Minnesota Timberwolves. But let me go through these games and give you the analysis, my rationale behind these picks. First one, Warriors tip off with the Milwaukee Bucks, 7:30. It's a ESPN game, I believe, primetime. Warriors are 30-10, playing the defending champion Bucks, 26-17. This could be a preview of the NBA Finals. We'll see, but Warriors got Klay Thompson back this past weekend. Bucks are still without a couple starters, notably Brooke Lopez, and I'm pretty sure Drew Holiday is considered doubtful and is trending towards not playing. But the Bucks did get back Grayson Allen. They do get back Pat Connaughton, and they do get back Dante DiVincenzo, or they got him back earlier. So Milwaukee's backcourt is getting a little healthier, which is huge, playing against, you know, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole off the bench, to a lesser extent, Andrew Wiggins, even though, you know, Middleton and Giannis will probably be tasked with guarding him. But still, key wing and guards and backcourt players for Milwaukee making the return, I think, just helps the Bucks here in this spot. Golden State actually recently lost to Memphis 116-108, and they've lost 3 of their past 4 games. We actually cashed with the Grizzlies a couple nights ago over the Warriors, as I'm sure you guys remember. Milwaukee lost a road back-to-back versus Charlotte entering Thursday, excuse me, and they lost 4 of their last 5 games. We cashed on the second of that back-to-back with Charlotte by betting the Hornets there. But I think what's most interesting about this game is that actually, like, Giannis and Steph, their primes haven't overlapped much, or they haven't played much since, you know, they have both started dominating their conferences in the leagues. In fact, the last time these two met was Christmas 2020, and then the time before the Warriors and Bucks played with both Giannis and Steph in the lineup was December 2018. So there's not a lot of, like, sticky results, Bucks-Warriors head-to-head results that we can really point to in this matchup. But the big reason why I do like the Bucks isn't just the backcourt getting healthier. Actually, the major reason is Draymond is out of the lineup with an injury, and his absence should loom large for Golden State here. Obviously, Milwaukee's got 2 of the best wings in the league. Giannis, 2-time MVP. Chris Middleton is a former All-Star. And they both like to play a lot of iso ball through Giannis and Middleton. Or Milwaukee likes to play a lot of iso ball through Giannis and Middleton. And it should do well. The Bucks have the 5th best offensive efficiency out of the isolation. And it's not having Draymond to guard Giannis and Middleton should help them in this spot. And Golden State actually has the 2nd worst defensive rating versus iso ball. They're actually one of the best defenses in the league, so this is a rare weak spot for Golden State's defense. But it's a big primetime matchup. Both teams haven't played well lately, but I expect the Bucks to get right at home, getting a little healthier in the backcourt, and Golden State missing Draymond. So we'll take the Bucks -125 in the money line. Next best bet is the Pelicans -3.5. They host the Los Angeles Clippers, who are 21-21. Pelicans are 15-26. They're laying 3.5. I'm laying the 3.5. Clippers just upset Denver 87-85 in a game we cashed on by betting Denver's first half. That one, but Clippers stormed back and beat the Nuggets. Pelicans actually upset the Timberwolves as 3.5-point underdogs, 128-125, thanks to a Brandon Ingram game-winning three at the end of regulation, another game that we cashed on. And New Orleans has beaten the Clippers twice this season, first November 29th, 123-104, then, first November 19th, 94-81, then 10 days later, November 29th, 123-104. So Pelicans have played well against a banged-up Clippers team this year. And to me, this is a good sell-high spot for the Clippers. The Clippers' double-digit comeback victory over Denver the other night had more to do with Denver choking than it did L.A. playing well. And L.A. has actually struggled to cover back-to-back games. They're 3-13 against the spread in their last 13 games following a cover, an ATS win. Also, New Orleans has a strength-on-weakness edge in the rebounding department. New Orleans is fourth in offensive rebounding rate and scores the fifth most second-chance points per game, whereas the Clippers have the worst defensive rebounding rate and are 21st in second-chance points allowed per game. In fact, or doubling down on that notion, Jonas Valanciunas, the New Orleans Pelicans big, dominates Clippers big Ivaka Zubac. Valanciunas is outscoring Zubac 19 points to 7 points per game in their 9 head-to-head meetings, and is out-rebounding him 11.6 to 7 rebounds per game. In the two Clippers-Pelicans meetings earlier this season, Valanciunas absolutely obliterated Zubac, outscored him 65-12, and out-rebounded him 28-15 in those two games. So this is just a massive, massive edge in the front court for the Pelicans, and I think the Pelicans have been playing a little bit better recently. They're getting healthier, or this is the healthiest their team has been. Looks like they've kind of figured out their rotation, sans Zion, and I'm going to bet the Pelicans -3.5. And they're actually pretty successful as a home favorite, 3-1 against the number this year. So let's take the Pelicans -3.5, and they host the Los Angeles Clippers. The final best bet is the Memphis Grizzlies -4.5. They're 29-14. They're hosting the 20-21 Minnesota Timberwolves. Minnesota, like we said earlier, got upset 128-125 Monday by New Orleans. And Memphis beat Golden State 116-108. Both games that we cashed on. These teams split the first two meetings. They're both 1-1 straight up and against the spread in those two Timberwolves Grizzlies meetings. But again, we're going Grizzlies -4.5 here because they have two strength on weakness edges in the ball security and rebounding departments. For instance, Memphis has the best offensive rebounding rate and scores the most second chance points per game, whereas Minnesota is 26th in defensive rebounding rate and 19th in second chance points per game allowed. Also, in the ball security department, Memphis is 6th in defensive turnover rates. They're very aggressive with ball handlers getting in the passing lanes and trying to force teams into turnovers. And they capitalize on said turnovers by scoring the 4th most points off of turnovers per game. This is an area of weakness for Minnesota, who is 21st in offensive turnover rate and 23rd in points off of turnovers allowed per game. Plus, both teams like to get out in transition, but Memphis just plays better transition basketball. They score more fast break points per game and allow fewer fast break points per game. Also, this would be an obvious like look ahead spot for Memphis in typical years. You know, a hot up and coming team playing a usual doormat in Minnesota, but I don't think that applies to this because Memphis should be motivated since Minnesota beat Memphis by 43 points in their last meeting, November 20th. Before Minnesota beat Memphis, they were 7-0 straight up and 7-0 against the spread against Minnesota. And I think Memphis will want revenge for their previous loss, 43-point whooping administered to them by the Timberwolves. So we'll say Grizzlies get revenge tonight. They keep winning. They're on a 10-game winning streak. I think they've won 11 of the last 12, covered most of those victories. So we're going back to the well. I'm not going to fall into the gambler's fallacy of just betting against them because they're due for a loss. I don't know. It's made enough money off of the Grizzlies. I have enough banked units that I'm willing to throw another shekel or another unit on the Grizzlies minus 4.5. So those are our best bets today. Just a quick recap. I'm going with the Bucks minus 125 over the Golden State Warriors. I'm going with the Pelicans minus 3.5 at home against the Los Angeles Clippers, three home favorites. And I'm going with my third and final home favorite, Grizzlies minus 4.5 when they host the Minnesota Timberwolves. Best of luck, y'all, whether you fade or follow me. Shout us out on social media if you can and leave us a nice review. The Bet Slippin' Podcast presented by SportsbookWire.com and sponsored by Tipico. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast daily NBA show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.